Counselors on Wednesday approved a second, more strongly worded letter to the governor on the issue. The mayor, counselors, and city staff say there's been an ongoing lack of support from state prosecutors. They were not alone. Local attorney John Hogue has represented police officers on other matters, but he told the council he had been following the issue for some time.
And I would urge you folks to do everything you can with your lobbyists and personally to put pressure on the new attorney general and the governor to expand the capability of the district attorney's office. I mean, from what I've seen, they're grossly understaffed. What's unfortunate, I think, is they've been looking for excuses not to prosecute cases of this department. I've looked at a couple of them that they've pitched in having practiced criminal law for about 5.5 years, albeit in another state a long time ago. In my opinion, they were very prosecutable cases.
There are just a few prosecutors in the Juneau office, which has to cover a large caseload stretching across most of northern southeast Alaska. City Manager Steve Giesbrecht read from the council's latest correspondence to the governor, which summarized the issues from their first letter that went out a month ago.
In this letter, we outlined some extremely disturbing statistics related to the dismissal of high number of charges, extraordinary plea bargains, and in all honesty, a seemingly lack of concern on the part of the district attorney's office.
Since the first letter was sent, the city has not been able to resolve the issue with District Attorney David Brower, according to Giesbrecht, who continued reading.
In fact, DA Brower made a trip to Petersburg for the purpose of conducting trials and arrived without apparent knowledge of the cases he was to prosecute and with evidently no intention of seriously meeting with local authorities to work out a solution. The city and community of Petersburg find this unacceptable.
The latest letter lays out events that it says occurred during the DA's visit. According to the city, Brower did meet several officers and Police Chief Jim Agner to discuss current cases. The letter says Brower also indicated that he wanted to meet with Agner while he was in town specifically to talk about the broader ongoing concern about dismissals. That meeting never occurred, according to the letter, which lays out details about missed phone calls back and forth and blames Brower for not having working voicemail at the time. Agner told the council he later found out that week that the DA's flight out overheaded, so he was in Petersburg for nearly an extra day.
District Attorney Brower had until Thursday morning plane to come speak with me, where he had nothing to do because he was stuck in Petersburg waiting for the next plane out, and he chose not to meet with me or call me or talk to me during that time frame either.
After hearing that allegation, Mayor Al Dwyer said he thought the latest letter to the governor was actually pretty tame. Agner estimated that in the last few years, the state prosecutor had actually only spent 8 to 10 days in Petersburg a year on average, though he admitted that number might not be firm.
And part of the reason why I really can't give you that is firm, because they don't talk to us. They don't tell us when we're in town. They don't tell us when we leave. We often send officers over on Monday of court week because they have questions about a case, so they go over there to see if there's an attorney so they can ask questions in a break. And so that's, and it's like, well, yeah, this year or this month there is. Nope, this month there is not.
Councilor Mark Jensen called the situation disturbing.
I know we all agree on that, especially after last year when we went to Juneau in February and Councillor Braun was there and Haverlick at the time and Chief Agner and myself, and we went and talked to Brower and as well as talked to the Senator Stedman about it. Stedman said, well, if we need more money, they just need to come and tell us, and we could, you know, hopefully give them more staff so they could handle situations like this. You know, I don't see that this letter is too harsh at all, seeing as we've got no reply, or nothing's happened.
The council eventually agreed to schedule a town hall-style meeting next month to talk about this issue, and their letter invites the governor as well as the town's legislators, Acting Attorney General Rick Svodny and D.A. Brower. Brower declined comment at this time, though he has previously said he would work on improving communication with the city, and he's defended it as his office in the past, saying they are trying to serve communities as best they can with a limited staff. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.